Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Health Matters, a program for those who are sick and in need of a physician, of body and soul. You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Juliana Krieger, and this is Health Matters. Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in. In this show, we look at the psychological, social, and spiritual implications that illnesses have on patient and family. In the second half, Pastor Lynn Hansen considers the spiritual struggles that chronic and terminal patients face. But both, doctor and pastor, hope to do more than that. They also want to give guidance and comfort to the weary and burdened soul, and to remind them that God is with them and for them, no matter what comes their way. Last week, we spoke about dementia. Thank you for all your emails, comments, and questions. Today, we'll talk about another stressful condition for both patient and family. Our topic is sexually transmitted diseases. We welcome back Dr. Andrew, with whom we will be discussing the medical aspects of sexually transmitted diseases. What is the main thing to focus on in terms of prevention of sexually transmitted diseases?
Clean, safe sex is the most important thing to focus on, to make sure that you know who you're having sex with and you make sure that you use a barrier method wherever possible.
As an elder in your congregation, how do you think the church could help families cope with the implication of having someone in the family or someone related to the congregation with a sexually transmitted disease?
As soon as you say the word STD, you think, ugh. And this is a natural consequence of human thought. But it's imperative that you're not judgmental about these sort of things, that conversation about the problem is open. Because as an elder, you have to be there for everybody and not judge people. Of course, as a doctor, I must ensure that people get proper treatment for their problem. But the important thing is judge, not lest you be judged.
Yes, thank you. Doctor, once a very conservative society, we're now considered to be a post-Christian country. How reckless have we become since we wandered away from church?
I can see which way you wanted to point me. Certainly, I do believe we have become reckless, shameless and immoral. The last time I looked at the statistics, at least 36% of the children born in this country are born to single parents. I think this is a terrible indictment on us, on our society. A child needs the benefit and support of loving parents, plural, a male and a female. Unfortunately, a lot of girls now move the father of their child out fairly quickly after having the child. In the vague belief that this is better for the child, it isn't. The child definitely needs the support of a male figure, specifically in the adolescent phase. People's behaviour has become immoral. People have a tendency to go out on Friday night and get completely smashed. Binge drinking is to the fore and people lose their self-control. And as they lose their self-control, they put themselves more at risk of developing all sorts of diseases.
How have we become so permissive as a society?
I think there are several major reasons. One is the belief of the 1960s children that they, when they have their children, they will be their friends. In fact, your job as a parent is to be just that, a parent, not that your child's friend. Sometimes it involves tough love, being hard upon your child, saying no, making sure they have proper boundaries, and making sure they know they are loved, but also that their behaviour can be disliked intensely. They need to also be aware of the commandments, the Ten Commandments, plus the one that Jesus gave us. And it's imperative that they know a loving father behind it all.
How well are we managing sexually transmitted diseases in our communities? What is our general attitude towards the threat these infections pose?
STDs and the illnesses associated with it become almost like Cinderella. They are closing STD clinics around the country and expecting GPs to continue to manage the illnesses. We don't actually have a great deal of expertise as regarding the management of AIDS, for instance. We are encouraging girls to have their cervical smears done regularly, but unfortunately the cancer of the cervix rate I see has gone up again recently, despite what happened to Jade Goody. As girls will know, they have an injection offered to them between the ages of 13 and 18 against cancer of the cervix because it is caused by human papillomavirus left behind by the gentleman. But they are believing that the injection makes them invulnerable, and so they're not availing themselves of the investigation that could help them. This is typical of Britain's youth. They will close their eyes and cross their fingers and hope it'll all go away.
Perhaps obvious, but who is more prone to having a sexually transmitted disease?
Well, it's people who have sex, but we need to realise that sex is not something that was invented by 16-year-olds. In fact, people who have sexual intercourse range from round about 14, regrettably, to those into their 80s. Certainly, there's been an increased amount of concern in the medical press about people who are post-marriage, who have been divorced, who are in their 40s or 50s, and who are out having a, in inverted commas, good time, having many partners. We're certainly seeing the increased risk of sexually transmitted disease in this community. I think certainly we've seen that homosexual behaviour seems to have changed a significant amount, and faithfulness seems to be much more a way of behaving now compared to the heady days of the 1980s.
Thank you, Dr. Nicholson. A final question to you. What message do you want to leave our listeners with in this edition of Health Matters?
Most of the time, I would want to be pointing us forward to say where we should be going. But in this instance, I'd love to go back. I'd like to go back to the time when marriages were faithful, where we only had one partner rather than multiple partners. After all, we can be as adventurous as we like within that faithful marriage, but we don't need to be adventurous with lots and lots of partners. Promiscuity causes major problems. We need to be safe. We need to make sure we use barrier methods where possible. We need to be certain with whom we're having sex. Above all, we need to be responsible for ourselves and for our souls. And for that reason, going to church would do nobody any harm. We are told to procreate and fill the earth, but for heaven's sake, be conscientious.
Thank you, Dr. Nicholson. It's time for our break now. But when we come back, Pastor Lynn Hansen will be with us to talk about the spiritual aspects related to these conditions.
The British Lutheran is the magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Published 6 times per year, it looks at topical issues as well as local and international Lutheran news. The magazine also provides a forum for viewpoints and opinions that help us all consider what following Jesus means today. If you would like a free copy of the British Lutheran, contact the ELCE Central Office in Cambridge on central@lutheran.co.uk and ask for a copy to be sent to you. The British Lutheran, the magazine of the ELCE.
The value of Sunday school by those who attend Sunday school. Here's Gabriella, aged 11.
I absolutely love Sunday school. It's both educational and fun. And you get to learn all that our Saviour Jesus did and does for us. In my congregation, the younger children listen to stories from the Bible and make arts and crafts based on the lessons. The older children read from the Bible and write down the key events. Then they talk about them with the teacher's guidance.
But don't take Gabriella's word for it. Bring your children to Sunday school and let them find out for themselves. Our Sunday schools are all about Jesus and to all God's children. Find out where your nearest Lutheran congregation is on lutheran.co.uk.
And we're back with Health Matters. And now Pastor Lynn Hansen speaks to us about the spiritual care of people affected by sexually transmitted diseases. Welcome back, Pastor. Tell us about the ordeals patients with STDs and their families face.
These diseases are rampant. More and more people of all ages contact these terrible diseases. Often the recipient doesn't know they are infected until it's too late. Often, once that damage is done, nothing can be done to reduce its effects. As humans, we are not invincible. Medicine cannot fix everything. Human behavior, what we choose to do, brings with it consequences. One consequence of unprotected sex is disease of body and mind. Plus, it damages our spirituality. We are not to tempt God. We are not to attempt to manipulate God. We are not to think that no matter what we get ourselves into, God will rescue us. Satan tried to convince Jesus that there would be no negative consequence for his behavior. In the Bible, the book called The Gospel According to St. Matthew, God the Holy Spirit inspired Matthew to write and record the historical account of Satan tempting Jesus to sin. You can read the full account in chapter 4. In summary, Satan took Jesus to a very high place and tempted Jesus to jump. Satan said God would send his holy angels to keep Jesus from being hurt. No, God will not send his angels to keep you from hurting yourself. God, through the Ten Commandments, sets limits in our behavior. If we disobey and go our own way, we will suffer consequences. Sex outside of marriage is sin. Sin against your partner, sin against God. Looking at a person of the opposite sex is not sin. But when you look at another person with desire to have that person sexually, that is sin. Even playing out the act in your mind is sinful. James, one of Jesus' brothers, wrote in chapter 1 of his epistle the following: But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Furthermore, sin leads to more sin. First, the person coveted another's body to have it for sexual relations. That is sin. Second, the sexual act takes place. That is sin. Third, think about this now. You commit idolatry. That is sin. You considered your gratification more important than anything else. You made yourself your own God. Sin leads to more sin. The Apostle Paul wrote about this in Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, as recorded in Ephesians chapter 2. Paul wrote, And you, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. This is not God's will for us. This is destructive behavior that causes harm. Ask any person who suffered temporal medical consequences, or even one who suffered permanent physical or psychological damage, if those few minutes of perceived pleasure were worth it. If they answer you honestly, they will say no. The best defense against sexually transmitted diseases for unmarried couples is abstinence. The best defense against sexually transmitted diseases for a married couple is to remain faithful to your spouse. Sex is for marriage, the union of one man and one woman for life. God loves us. God desires for us to live long, healthy, happy lives here on earth. God designed and created us to have fulfilling relationships. When we go against God, we will suffer consequences for our disobedience. When we fall, God is merciful and forgiving. When the Holy Spirit shows us our sin and moves within us a contrite heart, we repent of that sin. We turn away from sinful behavior. God forgives us and strengthens us to live a fruitful life. We are free from bondage of our sinful flesh to enjoy life as God intended us to do so. I ask you now to please join with me in prayer. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It was good talking to you again this day, and I look forward to next time. Thank you, and may the Lord bless your day and your week.
That was Surgical Chaplain Pastor Lynn Hansen speaking to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. Thank you, Pastor. We'll come back with you and Dr. Nicholson next week when our topic will be depression. Please send your comments, questions and suggestions on our show to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. We'll do our best to reply to every message. The podcast of this show is available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. You will find us under Program. When you're there, take a look at our other shows and stay tuned. Goodbye for now, and God bless.